Well, welcome to the Road Safety Podcast. This is a podcast that helps share how to manage the risks associated with driving and riding for work with me, Dr. Karen McDonnell, Occupational Health and Safety Policy Advisor at RoSPA. This how-to podcast series is part of the work of the Scottish Occupational Road Safety Alliance project, funded by Transport Scotland and delivered by RoSPA, that contribute to Scotland's Road Safety Framework to 2030. Evidence shows that speed, seatbelts, distraction, fatigue, drink-drug driving and driver health remain key issues for people and organisations. This how-to series provides insights into how one organisation has tackled these issues and shares the lessons learned. Today's episode is all about seatbelts, the importance of wearing these and where they fit within an overall strategy for managing driving risk. I'm joined by Fiona O'Donnell, Global Health and Safety Strategy Lead at Jacobs, who's passionate about getting road safety right. To put it simply, seatbelts save lives. You have 50% less chance of surviving in a collision without a seatbelt, yet there are still people killed and seriously injured through not wearing them, even although it's the law in Scotland to wear a seatbelt at all times in the front and back seats of a vehicle. How do you get your drivers to take wearing a seatbelt seriously? According to an RITS survey undertaken in 2021, only 75% of drivers considered not wearing a seatbelt very serious, well below the 93% who considered drink driving and drug driving to be very serious. So Fiona, in your experience, how can an employer encourage seatbelt use within an overall strategy for managing driving risk?
Look, I think this one, it seems like a no-brainer to most of us. I can't fathom that people would get into their vehicles and not put a seatbelt on, but people do all the time. I mean, you look at kids now, like I have three kids, and it's just, they get into the car and they put on their seatbelt. It's just, it's that habit forming piece. So it seems bonkers that you would actually have to stipulate within a strategy that you need to wear your seatbelt. But we have to look, as employers, we have to look at complying with the law, right? So obviously there's road safety, but there's also management of risk. And as an employer, any of your staff that are undertaking any task, it needs to be risk assessed, right? So a seatbelt is a mitigating measure, and we need to make sure that our staff are wearing it. Now, what can you do to ensure that they wear it? This is all about education. Culture, because you want people, we know policies and procedures don't work on their own, right? So if you put the wearing of a seatbelt into that bucket, we know policies and procedures don't keep people safe alone. So we can say, till the cows come home, you must wear a seatbelt once you get into the vehicle. But actually, if the culture is not there of wearing seatbelts and the habit is not formed, it's not going to happen, is it? So education here really is key. And what you want is you want people doing it for the right reasons. You want people just to get into their car and put on their seatbelt. I mean, sometimes, did you ever get into your car and you have put on your seatbelt and you'd be driving up the road? You don't even remember putting on your seatbelt, because you're in the habit of actually just getting into the car and putting it on. Now, sometimes I have pulled out of my driveway and I'd be, you know, 20 seconds down the road and one of the kids would shout at me, your seatbelt's not on, you know? So the whole distraction piece comes into this as well. And I think when you're getting into your car, you just need to be really focused and deliberate about the actions you take once you close that door, and putting on the seatbelt needs to be the first one of those.
Absolutely. And it's almost like part of that safe system approach, setting out on any journey. In terms of damaged seatbelts, I mean, they're obviously dangerous. And it's one thing that I thought we should just highlight in this podcast about whereabout does checking a seatbelt fit in part of an overall vehicle plan preventative. That's a great word for this time in the morning. Planned preventative maintenance. Where does that fit? Do you encourage people to do these routine checks with their seatbelts also?
Absolutely. So part of our travel planning process is eliminate the journey if you can. So we'll go back to, you know, safest mile is the mile not driven. But if our journey, and we need to be realistic, right? We have lots of people out who do lots of great work for us. And sometimes driving is required. And if it is required, then we need to manage the risk. As part of the management of that risk, pre-vehicle checks are absolutely essential. But again, that's habit forming. So before you get into your into your car. We have a checklist that you're supposed to have just in your pocket of your door, and you're supposed to check your vehicle. And one of the checks that you need to do is around your seatbelt to make sure that it is working and it is free from any defects.
The Road Safety Podcast is brought to you by the Scottish Occupational Road Safety Alliance and funded by Transport Scotland. For further information, visit our website www.scorsa.org.uk. And from a driver perspective, I mean, because obviously drivers are people, they're individual people, and perspectives change. How would you manage the situation where a driver has a medical exemption from seatbelt wearing? How would you ensure they could come forward, and what would you put in place to ensure they remain safe?
Yeah, so I suppose, first of all, the right culture has to be there. So there has to be psychological safety within the organisation, and businesses need to be very deliberate about that. Once somebody does come forward, then obviously it's a, you know, we need to work with HR on it. But if somebody has a medical exemption from wearing a seatbelt, we would have to seriously consider whether driving for work was suitable for that person. So we, and for the organisation. So there are laws that we need to comply with. A safety belt is essential, and it's against the law not to wear a safety belt. So we would seriously need to consider whether we would be putting that person out on the road for us.
If, for example, some drivers might feedback to you that occasionally they're driving, for example, a short distance to a train station, picking up colleagues on the way there, and the passenger in the front always wears their seatbelt, but the passenger in the back won't. You know, how should they go about managing that situation?
We have had loads of these, Karen, and this is one of the things that I'm really proud of with regard to our work-related road risk program. It's the shift in attitude, it's the shift in behaviours, and it's the fact that our staff come forward and tell us about these things. So we have a safety good catch program. It's called BZO, Beyond Zero Observations. And from time to time, we would get BZO submitted where people would say, I got into a taxi, I was going to the office, or I collected clients and I was driving them to a meeting and somebody wouldn't wear a seatbelt, or I got into a taxi and the taxi driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt and I spoke to them about the dangers, or I asked them to get out. I actually remember being in a taxi before with our safety lead at the time. Now, this was years and years ago, and we got into a taxi in Dublin and we were going a very short distance down the road. The taxi driver wouldn't put on a seatbelt, and he made the taxi driver pull over at the side of the road, and we got out of the taxi. He obviously had a conversation with him. The taxi driver said, no, I'm not wearing it, I don't need to wear it. And at the time, he asked him just to pull over the side of the road. He said, that's fine, but we won't be traveling with you today. So we really encourage that culture where our staff speak up when they feel uncomfortable or unsafe doing something, or if they're in an unsafe situation, and they know that leadership have their back. And that's really important.
Absolutely. So again, underpinned by relationship building within the organisation. And whilst it is an overall strategic approach, there is very much that personal element that ensures that people feel safe to raise the issues that they may well have. Getting road safety right and getting driving for work right absolutely is a life skill, and things change over time. Driver health changes and people's individual situation change. So I think it's really important there just to reinforce the importance of seatbelt wearing, but to be able to have those conversations as life and times change within people's lives and from an organisational standpoint. My thanks to Fiona O'Donnell. Thanks also to you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on usual provider so you don't miss an episode. And we'd love it if you could leave a review. It really does make the podcast easier for others to find. The Road Safety Podcast is produced by Fresh Air Production. I'm Karen McDonnell, and thank you for listening.